and welcome to the very first episode of Inside Ponce Inlet, your official podcast for all things happening right here in our beautiful town. I'm your host, Becky Hugler, the Public Information Officer for the town of Ponce Inlet, and I'm so glad you're joining us. Today's episode is a special one. We're taking you inside a typical day in the life of our very own mayor, Lois Pritzky. From morning routines to late night emails, we'll explore what it really takes to lead a town like Ponce Inlet and how Mayor Pritzky balances her civic duties with her personal life and passions. She'll also share her pathway to becoming mayor, give us some insight into current issues she's working on, and explain how those issues affect our town. Mayor Pritzky, thank you for joining us on Inside Ponce Inlet.
Thank you, Becky, for having me.
So how does it feel to be our very first guest?
It is quite an honor. I know that our residents like to stay informed, and I think that this podcast will help in that effort. I appreciate the hard work of you and your team to make this a reality.
Well, thank you. We're all super excited about it. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to get into public service?
Yes, Becky, if I can sum it up in one word for you, it is advocacy. As an attorney, it was my job to advocate on behalf of my clients, and now as an elected official, I am passionate about being an advocate for the residents of Ponce Inlet. You know, it became clear to me early on that our residents chose Ponce Inlet for some very specific reasons. They want to protect and preserve their quiet and peaceful way of life, live in harmony with nature, and enjoy the simple pleasures that Ponce Inlet offers.
Yes.
I see it as my job to put my skills to work and ensure their wishes are respected and the Ponce Inlet way of life is preserved for generations to come.
Well, we're so lucky to have you because not only do the residents feel that way, the staff feels that way too. So tell me what your journey was like from resident to now the mayor of Ponce Inlet.
I came to Ponce Inlet in 2006 and joined the planning board in 2013. Became vice chair of that board and remained on planning until 2015 when I was encouraged to run for council. I was first sworn in as a council member in November 2015, became vice mayor in 2020, and elected mayor in 2021, where I continue to serve in that capacity.
Well, whoever recommended or pushed you or encouraged you to become our mayor, we are so grateful to that person. What do you love most about serving our community?
There are so many things I find rewarding, whether helping residents navigate their way to a solution or working with our legislators in Tallahassee and Washington, D.C. The central theme of my work is to protect and preserve all that is special about this community. And there are not too many places left like Ponce Inlet, and I believe it's worth the effort.
Well, walk us through a typical day as the mayor of Ponce Inlet. What are some of your key responsibilities?
The timer on my coffee pot is set for 4:30 a.m.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I settle in with my first cup of coffee, check email, read several online newspapers, and check the status of various issues that are currently or potentially impacting the town. At some point, my little Bichon Lily will wake up and let me know that she is ready for her morning walk. Mm-hmm. And my responsibilities vary depending on the calendar. For example, if it's a week where we have a town council meeting, I will be spending much of my time reading the agenda packet, doing my research, meeting with our town manager and department heads, and ensuring as chair that the meetings run smoothly and in a businesslike manner. On the other weeks, much of my time is spent studying background materials, coordinating with other elected officials, or meeting with agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers. It all depends on what is going on at the time in the town or in the county. And although, as mayor, I am but one vote on our council, I am often the face of the town outside of Ponce Inlet, and I make sure I'm always prepared to represent us in a professional and positive manner.
Okay, so you mentioned your dog, Lily. So now I'm going to ask you, we've all seen you with her and your husband at events and around town. Can you tell me how she became a part of your family?
Oh, yes. Well, Becky, several months prior to our adopting Lily, we lost our beloved little Bichon after 18 and a half years. At some point, Howard and I looked at each other, and we knew it was time to adopt another Bichon. I found Lily on Pet Finders, where she was living on a farm in rural Virginia. As you know, she is a special needs dog, missing her right rear leg from birth.
Yes.
We fell in love with her online and made the trip up to retrieve her. We brought her home, and she fit right in with our quiet and simple lifestyle, and we are so grateful to have her as part of our family.
And she may have been grateful to leave a farm and live on the beach in Ponce Inlet, so she has a blessed life. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the challenges that you face in your role?
There are many. One which continually occurs is the unrelenting attack on home rule. Too often, a one-size-fits-all approach toward legislation is presented, and this can have so many adverse consequences for small towns like Ponce Inlet. Mm-hmm. I have a very good working relationship with our local leaders, Senator Tom Wright, Representative Chase Tremont, County Councilman Matt Reinhart, and our U.S. legislators, Senator Rick Scott and Representative Corey Mills, all of whom have been here to visit. I work extremely well with each of them, and I am confident that they understand the unique character of our town and what our residents want. They're very receptive to me, knowledgeable about our issues, and responsive to our needs. And Mother Nature is also a challenge each year, so planning and preparing for severe weather is always a priority. Fortunately, our town staff does a remarkable job before, during, and after these events, and I am so grateful and appreciative of their dedication, skill, and professionalism.
Yeah, for sure. We love seeing Senator Wright and Councilman Reinhart and all of them at so many of our events, and they're willing to talk to all of our residents, and they're also friendly and happy to be there. Speaking of hurricanes, we are already getting ready. We've already started our campaign on social media. We want to encourage everybody to get their hurricane kits ready. We hope we will not need them this year, but we never know. So yes, Mother Nature, every single time, it's like starting over day one. So how do you balance your duties as mayor with personal time?
I don't.
Right.
You often hear about a work-life balance, but the truth is that the town of Ponce Inlet is my priority. Fortunately, the man I married is very understanding and very supportive in my commitment.
Yeah. Let's talk about Howard. You mentioned him just now. So tell us how you met. Some of the residents might know. They just see you guys together with Lily all the time, and they're curious. They want to know.
Well, Becky, in 1994... Howard was a client in my New Jersey law firm, Myers & Pico, where I was a founding partner. I'm the Lois Myers of that Myers & Pico. And Howard was in business at the time and had a straightforward commercial collection case that he brought to my partner. Unfortunately, she was not able to settle the matter, and she referred it to me as I handled the firm's litigation work.
Okay.
So the case went to trial at the Bergen County Courthouse in front of Judge Doyne. I will never forget it. I won the case for Howard, and a short time after, our first date was at Tavern on the Green in New York City.
Oh my gosh, what a nice first date.
Very nice.
You knew this was the one.
Yes.
He knew just where to take you. That's perfect.
It was, and we dated just 13 weeks before Howard proposed.
Yep.
We were married in June of 1995, and we'll celebrate 30 years of marriage next month.
That's amazing. So let's talk about some of your achievements that you're most proud of during your time at office.
Well, there are many achievements. One in particular is the establishment of the Essential Services Advisory Board, or the ESB. Mm-hmm. I have always been a strong advocate of ensuring that our residents have a strong voice in their town governance. So in 2021, I created the ESAB, a specialized panel. It's comprised of five residents with expertise and real-life experience in each of five disciplines: law enforcement, fire EMS, engineering, CPA financial, public relations, outreach, or human resources. We also have five alternate positions where each seat holder requires the same disciplines as the regular seat counterpart. I'm also very proud of the town's achievements in working toward a resilient Ponce Inlet. We got an early start, and I believe our town is at the vanguard in this area by preparing for severe weather events, mitigating their impact on our town, as well as adapting to the consequences of flooding. And in keeping with the goal of a resilient Ponce Inlet, I am excited that our town's watershed master plan was completed last year. See, this plan contains a comprehensive strategy, and it includes information and solutions for flood risk management and projects. One of the major reasons why this is important is that it serves as a prerequisite for obtaining state funding for these projects. Now, the study itself was made possible by a grant from the state of Florida, and I worked with the council and staff along with our state and federal legislators to ensure that we receive our fair share of the available grants and appropriations to fund our programs.
Yeah, the town manager really believes in these documents to be available to residents, and the council does as well. And so we have created a page, a site on our homepage. Just click on the graphic that says Resilient Ponce Inlet, and it will take you to all the documents, and it will give you everything that you'll ever want to know about it. And it's a very important thing for the history of our town that we're working on right now. And it's, if you have any questions, you can always contact the planning department or any of our council members. So let's talk about how you see Ponce Inlet growing or evolving in the next year.
Well, in terms of housing and density, we're pretty much built out, but two demographics are changing. The first is the increase in the percentage of homesteaded residents to non-homesteaded residents, and the second is the rising number of visitors coming to town. Last year, our license plate readers that scan every single vehicle that drives in or out of Ponce Inlet recorded over 1 million vehicles.
1 million?
Yes.
Driving through the town of Ponce Inlet?
Yes.
That's how many square miles?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So what role do you think residents can play in shaping the town's future?
I believe a tremendous role, starting with the council, which is made up of residents. The council sets the policies and objectives for the town and approves the annual budget. And not to be overlooked are our advisory boards, also made up of residents. The residents on these boards provide advice and guidance to the council that help guide the decision-making process.
Absolutely. So how can citizens get more involved in local government and those decision-making?
If someone wishes to become more involved with helping to shape our town's future, I always suggest attend our council meetings.
Right.
Get to know the members of council and also advisory board members. Residents can request the same packet of information that the council and advisory boards receive for their respective meetings.
Right. And those meetings are the third Thursday of the month at 2 o'clock, right?
That
in the council
correct.
Chambers.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to contribute more to just their community in general?
The best first step, I believe, is to be informed and educated, and they can do that by applying for a seat on one of our advisory boards. Each member of our current council served on an advisory board prior to becoming a member of council.
Right.
The boards are an excellent resource for serving the community.
Yes. We love our council. Thank goodness for them. So when you're not working, let's talk about that. What are some of your favorite things to do in Ponce Inlet?
I am probably like most of our residents in this respect. I enjoy walking on the beach, visiting the lighthouse and our parks, and I love our picky events. Our current president, Marco Beck, and his team do a wonderful job hosting different events, and we try to attend all of them.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Okay, if you could describe Ponce Inlet in three words, what would they be?
They would be, I think, peaceful, safe, and pristine.
Yes. I think those are perfect words to describe it. What's one thing that people might not know about being mayor?
Under our charter, the legal document for Ponce Inlet that outlines the powers and functions of the government, Ponce Inlet has a council-manager form of government. It is our town manager, appointed by the council, who oversees the day-to-day operations, not the mayor.
Right.
The mayor presides over our council meetings and is recognized as the head of the government for all ceremonial purposes, but it's our town manager, Mike Disher, our chief administrative officer. He's the one who oversees the daily operations of the town.
Yes. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I want our residents to feel comfortable and not to hesitate to reach out to any of our council members and our staff. We are available to speak and meet with our residents.
And how can residents do that? How can they reach any of you?
Well, my contact information, along with the other council members, it's located on the town's website. Mm-hmm. You can call me, email me, whatever is easier for you. I'm available to meet with our residents one-on-one or in small or larger groups. If a condo or homeowner association wishes to hear updates on issues and projects in our town, I would enjoy participating. I've done that in the past, and depending on the subject matter, can bring appropriate representatives from the town or county staff to answer questions and provide insights into events and decisions. I would also encourage people to sign up for town notifications on our website and to receive emails about events. We have a Facebook page and now this wonderful podcast. Our residents can also join the Citizens for Ponce Inlet so that you receive the newsletters and notifications of their events as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are also on Instagram and Nextdoor too. Nextdoor has been great. That's a new addition. And we've been really successful getting information out to our residents. So thank you so much for being our first guest, Mayor Peritsky.
Thank you, Becky, for having me. This was an honor, and I enjoyed this very much. Thank you.
I'm so glad. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this first episode of Inside Ponce Inlet. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned. We'll be bringing you more stories from around town, highlighting the people, projects, and priorities that keep Ponce Inlet moving forward. Until next time, I'm Becky Hugler, the Public Information Officer, and this has been Inside Ponce Inlet. Thanks for listening.